Hell is not the only realm of suffering depicted in the Buddhist Wheel of Life. In most depictions of the wheel, right next to hell is a grey, shadowy wasteland, a grey, gravelly plain with sluggish, muddy pools and rivers and dull, distant mountains and thorn bushes growing. And in this dreary landscape wander the praters, the hungry ghosts. Their skin is grey. They have large heads with large saucer-shaped eyes. They have tiny mouths and necks and huge bloated bellies and skinny legs and feet. And they feel insatiable hunger and thirst and wander around in a hopeless search for food and drink. They try to drink from the waters and it turns to fire. They come across delicious looking food and it turns to excrement in their mouths, or they swallow it and it turns into razor blades and thorns that just lacerates their throat. They can find no satisfaction. There's just this terrible emptiness, this constant gnawing craving eating away at them. Fulfillment is always over there. And their huge eyes are constantly scouring the landscape for food and drink. There's no rest, just driven on by this remorseless hunger in this shadow world. This is the realm of the hungry ghosts. And the light from the realm of the praters, the hungry ghosts, begins to shine on the fourth day of the Bardo of Dharmatar, the Bardo of reality. But only after the shining forth of another Buddha form. For on the fourth day, from the red Buddha field in the west, from Sakavati, the land of bliss, a land of richness and abundance and satisfaction, the complete opposite to the realm of the hungry ghosts, in the midst of rich red and ruby light, the great Buddha Amitabha, the infinite light, appears with his consort and retinue seated on a magnificent peacock throne. And from the heart of the red Buddha, dazzling red light adorned with drops and discs of red light shines forth and reaches out to your heart, dazzling, blinding red light. And this light is the light of the discriminating or the discerning wisdom. And at the same time, a dull but very comforting, very sickly looking yellow light shines from the realm of the hungry ghosts. And the dull yellow light is symbolic of this realm of the hungry ghosts. Under the sway of, under the pressure of your craving, your desire, your attachment, you'll be attracted to that dull yellow light. You'll delight in it. The momentum of your craving will force you towards it, but it's impelling you not to a world of comfort and satisfaction, but to the anguish of the realm of the hungry ghosts, to a life of perpetual, unsatisfied craving. And in the Bardo Todol, the Lama reading the text urges the dead person to turn away from the dull yellow light and to respond to the red light, to see that red light as the hook of compassion. If you follow that red light, you'll dissolve into the heart of the Buddha Amitabha and you'll gain enlightenment in that abundant land of bliss.